Welcome back, everyone. It's Alyssa, and you might have noticed a slight change to the name of this podcast. This podcast used to be called Walking in the Sun and God, but I recently changed it to Walking in the Sun with God. And I did that because God should not be an and in our lives. God should be first and foremost, and everything we do should be done through Him, with Him, and for His glory. So, with that aside, let's jump in to today's topic, and we're going to discuss three questions regarding favoritism. So, we're going to start off with, what is favoritism? This actually isn't one of the three questions, but we need to have a basis understanding of this word favoritism. So, favoritism is preferring a person or thing over another person or thing. You prefer that one over the other. Okay, now we have an understanding of that. It's a very fancy word, but has a very simple definition. So now we have an understanding of this word. So what are the questions? The first one is favoritism part of God's character? Now this question can actually be answered in the Bible. Let's open up to Romans 2:11. Now this is a very short verse, but it's probably one of my favorites, and it says, "For God does not show favoritism." Okay, there's our answer. So favoritism isn't a part of God's character. Now here's a side question that goes with this question. If favoritism isn't part of God's character, what is part of His character? And I actually have an answer to that. If we look in Matthew 11:28-29 and Hebrews 4:16, we will see and learn that He is approachable. If we look at 1 Peter 5:7, we see that He is caring. If we look at 1 John 4:7-9, we see that He is loving. 1 John 1:9 and Isaiah 43:25 teach us that He is forgiving. If we open up to Psalm 86:15 and Lamentations 3:22-23, we see that He is compassionate, faithful, and merciful. Numbers 23:19 shows us that He is honest. Proverbs 3:5-6 and Jeremiah 17:7-8 explains that He is trustworthy. If we open up to Psalm 139:7-12 and Hebrews 13:5, we learn that He is ever present. And if we open up to Jeremiah 32:17, Ephesians 3:20, or Matthew 19:26, we learn that He is able. So those are characters of God: approachable, caring, loving, forgiving, compassionate, faithful, merciful, honest, trustworthy, ever-present, and able. Now, we are supposed to be reflectors of Christ. So do you think that if we're reflecting, if we're showing favoritism, do you think we're reflecting Christ? The answer to that should be no, because that is not one of His characters. What I just listed off are some of His characters, and those are what we should be striving to reflect. So now the second question. What does the Bible say drives favoritism? Now this is also answered within Scripture. So if you want to open up to the book of James, and we're going to be in James 2:1-4. My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, "You can stand over there or else sit on the floor." Well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Right there, that last sentence, your judgments are guided by evil motives. Favoritism is guided and driven by evil. And it makes sense because it is not a character of God. It is a character of the devil because he wants to drive a wedge between us. And that can happen. If you've ever been on the victim end of favoritism, you know how it feels when you are that victim, when someone favors someone else over you. It's hurtful, and it can drive a wedge in between you and that person and that relationship. And that is the goal of the devil. He wants these relationships to be driven apart, because then there's no community and body like there should be with Christ. So now the third and final question. Is favoritism a sin? That is also answered within the scriptures. Let's jump down to James 2, 8 through 9. Yes, indeed. It is good when you obey the royal law as found in the scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you favor some people over others, you are committing a sin. You are guilty of breaking the law. That second to last sentence. You are committing a sin if you favor some people over others. So favoritism is a sin. And it ties back into it's a work of the devil. And now your eyes might be opened to see how much favoritism is in this world right now. There is favoritism everywhere. And it's because the devil is running wild and rampant right now. He is on the loose and he is using favoritism because it is a great way to drive a wedge between friends, husband and wives, family members, boyfriend and girlfriends, whatever it is. Favoritism is a great tool and weapon, and it's one that we're more blind to. I know for a fact that I show favoritism in my life. I do. I totally show favoritism, and I need to not do that. So how do I not do that? I need to surrender myself and ask God for help, and to, instead of reflecting favoritism, reflect his characters of love, his characters of caring, of being compassionate, of being merciful, of being faithful. Those are what we should be reflecting and more. Like, we should strive to reflect every single character of God. Those are just some of the more popular ones, but they are just as important. Favoritism is not what we should be striving to show, because it is not a character of God. It is driven by evil, and it is a sin. So that is what I have today. Let's close out in prayer. Lord, I thank you for your word, Lord, and how it gives us such a bigger understanding of the word favoritism. We learn that it is not your character, that it is driven by evil, and that it is a sin. It just gives such a bigger understanding of it, Lord, and I'm so thankful for that. Lord, I pray that you will help each and every one of us, the people who are listening, and me included, Lord, to strive not to show favoritism, but to show your characters, Lord. And I pray that you will reveal to us where we are showing favoritism, Lord, and that we can then turn around and correct that, Lord. And I pray for your forgiveness and mercy as we will fail at this sometimes, Lord, because we are broken. Lord, I thank you and I love you, and it's in your name that I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me, guys, and I'll see you on the next episode.